A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Netflix presents An Aerial Nighttime View, A Waterfront in City Lights. A title, Bangkok, Thailand. Two men speed in a car down a nighttime street. They are Lucien and Kai. The open-top BMW pulls into a parking lot.
Just when you think it's all over, something unspeakable comes after you and your family, murders your sister Jenny in cold blood, and disappears into thin air. But a clue left behind leads us here, to this club in Bangkok.
Lucien and Kai jump the line.
And that's why we still need the Wu assassin.
What's a Wu assassin?
All right, so about a year ago, my friends and I were living it up in San Francisco. My sister Jenny and I, we ran this restaurant, and my boy Lucien, he ran cars. Until she showed up. A 10,000-year-old warrior spirit brought back to Earth. And then she gave her powers to Kai, my best friend. And then he became the last Wu assassin, whatever.
What, like the Avengers?
Yeah, but Asian. Actually, no, more like that show from the 70s. Kai and Lucien are the angels. I'm like Charlie.
Tommy's at a rooftop club in a tall Marriott hotel. Lucien and Kai survey the bright lights and opulent decor of the club. Dancers jump with their hands in the air. As Lucien and Kai look around, a DJ in a kimono and a chopstick beehive works a complex sound system. Lucien and Kai make their way through the dancers. As well as the complex synth, the violinist plays an illuminated instrument. Kai glances around.
So what kind of mission?
It's a supernatural one.
Sounds dangerous.
It's what we do.
The view moves up onto a balcony. A guy holds up his hand to another man's face, sucking out his chi life force, then shoves him aside as he inhales the vapor-like soul. The zombie's eyes are white and staring. Pale white, he moves sinuously. Lucien removes his jacket as assailants appear.
Are you seeing this? They know why we're here.
Kai launches a Wu-powered kick.
So your friend Kai.
What about him?
The Wu assassin. He's got to have some kind of powers, right?
He's empowered by this thing called the Tao. He's faster and stronger than any man. He calls himself Death's Instrument.
And your other friend?
Oh, no, he's just really good at kicking ass.
Kai moves to supernatural power. Lucien does as Tommy said.
So why aren't you with them?
This seems more dangerous.
Kai kicks a guy away, blocks more attacks, then kicks another. Lucien launches knockout roundhouse kicks.
Do you want to continue your story somewhere else?
Hell yeah.
What about your friends?
They'll be fine. I think.
Kai blocks, wrenches an arm, then flips the guy on his back one-handed. Lucien launches a flying double kick. A van drives along a nighttime street. Tommy and the girl are kissing in the back.
Fucking love Thailand.
The supernatural guy on the balcony grabs a girl and cradles her face in his fingertips. Attackers spin through the air, but Lucien kicks them down.
Why Bangkok? I mean, what's here?
Answers. I traced this material back to Thailand. It's from an ancient old piece of stone.
Green vapor rises from a drink.
Kai! Up there! He's turning them!
Kai blasts an opponent with Wu powers. The balcony girl's chi essence is sucked out. The supernatural being absorbs the vapor.
Jiangxia, chi vampire.
Tommy's girl brings the drinks.
What's so special about this?
I found it in my dead sister's hand. Kai, Lucien, and I came back to my family restaurant, and she was just there, dead on the ground.
Well, here's to your sister.
Tommy takes the drink, then points at the girl.
You want to know a secret?
Sure.
Come here. I don't drink anymore.
This will turn you into a Jiangsu, won't it?
He grabs her hair and slams the glass into her mouth. The club Jiangshi jumps off the balcony and attacks Kai.
I just want to talk!
Power flares.
Your powers don't work on me.
Kai holds the Jiangshi at bay and Wu punches him back. Tommy slams the girl's head. Then, she kicks him across the van. Kai fights one-handed with a multiple punch to the chest.
Who killed Jenny?
Then the girl is sent flying.
Who killed my sister?
The Jiangshi leaps but gets kicked. The girl climbs on Tommy's back, strangling him. The van swerves. Lucian blocks a blow, twists the arm, and pulls back the Jiangshi's head as Kai returns. He strikes to the chest and fingers to the forehead.
He's not talking!
Lucian knees to the chest and Tommy dumps the girl on her back. She kicks up, then leaps on him, straddling him. Tommy smashes a bottle over her head, then kicks her back on the couch. He takes a cursed dagger out of his pocket. Kai strikes with new power to the Jiangshi's midriff and chest. As Kai strikes with fingers to the forehead, Tommy strikes with the wave-edged dagger. The girl explodes in a shower of sparks.
Assassin strike!
Kai's strike blows the Jiangshi into a cloud of bright sparks, which shoot out all over the dance floor. The crowds keep dancing.
That's not what I was thinking at all.
Whole dance floor freezes.
Yo, hey, what is this? Yo, press the start button, man.
This isn't me.
It's me. I need your help.
You? Who are you?
No, I'm speaking through them. I can't hold it for long. It's not safe to put myself out here like this.
What do you want?
Not here. 8 a.m. Silom Temple archaeological dig site. We have much to discuss. Wu Assassin.
I am never coming to a club with you ever again. Who was that?
You should call Tommy.
Tommy takes his phone out of his jacket.
Stop the van!
Tommy opens the sliding door and staggers out.
Yeah, she didn't know anything.
What about your Jiangsu?
I guess we finally have a lead.
The view pulls away and the title appears in dark capitals surrounded by billowing energy. Fistful of Vengeance. The title zooms forward. Traffic in sunny daytime.
The archaeological site is owned by this biotech billionaire. Not much else on him, but he owns that building.
A tall, irregularly shaped skyscraper.
So, we're just gonna roll onto his turf?
If it gets us closer to Jenny's killer, that's all that matters.
Looks shady as fuck.
Kai looks at Tommy and back with a frown. The towering building has an irregular array of roof gardens, terraces, and penthouses at the very top.
It should be up on the right.
Guards line a long driveway as they approach a large black tent in front of an enormous, ornate, historic temple.
I'm guessing he's not the valet.
They get out and approach guards, standing with their hands clasped in front of them. They are led to the large tent, which shelters an array of high-tech equipment, signboards, and models. As the friends look around and pick up items, a video starts to play on a wide screen.
Since founding his firm in 1999, William Pan has formed collaboration agreements with the world's largest companies, providing scientists the opportunity and resources to tackle humankind's most perplexing problems. All in service of William's unique vision. One people, one world, one planet. We're not just looking to the future. We're looking to shape it.
Long-haired Pan appears.
Thank you for coming. I know my message was unorthodox. I apologize for not meeting you in person. Communicating like that was difficult.
Pan offers his hand to Kai.
Dr. William Pan.
Kai takes Pan's hand and eyes him with a deep frown.
Do you know the story of Pan Gu?
Yeah, we do. The first man. He shaped the universe from the great nothingness. He made the heavens, the earth, and the seas.
We all went to Chinese school.
The Chinese school didn't teach you what happened to Pan Gu after he became a god. He went mad with power.
Alert. VoiceOver would like to send you notifications.
But the Tao, in its infinite celestial wisdom, called upon the first Wu assassin to strike down that first man. Yin and Yang, chaos and order. These spirits have clashed for millennia. I'm not the first vessel, but thanks to you, I'm the last. And with the world left unbalanced, Chaos and I can finally complete our unending war. I was attacked, barely made it out alive, and that's why I've retreated here for safety, while my twin continues to spread chaos.
Who is he?
She. Yin and Yang. You might have heard of her. Quan Chi.
Queen of the Bangkok underworld.
She's going global, taking out any threats to her, consuming Chi to build her power. The Shaolin in China, the Druids in Ireland. And last month, she went to San Francisco. Quan Chi was looking for you, but your friend intervened.
Tommy drops a figurine, and Lucien turns away. Kai bows his head with a sad expression.
Jenny.
Pan regards Kai intently.
She fought valiantly. The coup cannot be stopped. She will continue her rampage if left unchecked.
How do you know all this?
Because Ku and I are connected. That is why I must be careful. If I open myself up to her, she will come. Follow me.
Tommy stares as Pan walks away. Kai rubs his eyes. A monk strikes a bell as more gather to kneel. Pan stands at the head of the group. White dust swirls in the air. The friends are led into the temple.
This whole thing could be bullshit.
In the fight, your sister took something of Ku's. A talisman. I have the other half. I assume you have hers?
What's it matter to you?
It's a piece of our essence. She'll try to get it back.
Good. Send her my way.
In 2 days' time, my worst half is meeting the heads of the five triads at the V Hotel, solidifying her power base. Cameras everywhere. No weapons allowed. There's no honor in guns.
And won't she know what you're up to?
I'm doing my best to shield my thoughts from her. My powers extend to the mind, while hers are focused on the body.
A kidnapping mission in broad daylight. Hotel security, the five bosses of the triads, their whole crews. You know what? I got a better idea. Why don't you do the mind control thing and send an army after them?
I can't control an army. I can reach out, communicate, hold a thought for a minute. But that is about the extent of my powers right
well,
now.
Well, it seems like you got all the answers, but the answers.
They pause by a statue of a long-haired old man. Kai studies Pan.
We're in.
When you subdue Ku, you bring it to me with the talisman, and I'll take care of the rest.
No. You said the Dao is broken.
Yes. But you and I together, maybe we can restore it.
Or we let it be broken. And that kill her.
Pan watches him as Kai walks off. Tommy and Lucien follow. Pan looks pensive. Lucien and Tommy meet at low-rise apartments built around a courtyard.
The hotel. It's a death trap.
Yeah, but it's the person, demigod, whatever, who murdered Jenny.
Yes, I understand that, which is why we need to be smart about it. Look at all the pieces in front of
us. This isn't a game.
Actually, it is a game. Everything is a game, Tommy.
We have the perfect opportunity right now. We should take advantage of it.
If you have some death wish because of your sister, don't drag me.
You act like you don't care about Jenny at all.
That's the name of the game. No one's safe here, Tommy.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you,
guys. Calm down.
I'm calm.
Quan Chi wants the Wu assassin. I'll give her the Wu assassin myself.
We're going together.
No.
It might not be the smartest choice, but look, this is the only opportunity we have.
Fuck that. No way. I'll do this one alone.
Tommy squares up to Kai.
You know what your problem is, Kai? You think just because you have powers, you're better than us. Like we're just some kind of fucking burden.
Kai lowers his eyes and Tommy walks off. Kai and Lucien look at each other. Then Kai glances away. Tommy has his laptop open and looks at his phone. The screen shows, in loving memory of Jenny Waugh, June 24, 1990 to August 8, 2021. Flashback to Tommy weeping beside his sister's body. Lucien looks out across the courtyard, surrounded by corrugated metal roofs. Hands in his pockets, Kai strides back from the kitchen area. Tommy's sitting on the edge of the pool. Kai joins him. Tommy puts down his laptop, and as Kai crouches beside him, Tommy wipes away tears. Kai pats Tommy on the knee and sits.
Lucien's calling his contact.
Can he get a rocket launcher to take Ku down? You never know. With magic.
Tommy fiddles with his crisp butterfly knife.
But I guess this worked.
Let me show you something.
Tommy hands over the knife, and Kai flicks it.
Keep this finger loose. It'll make it easier. Try that.
Kai hands the knife back.
I'm coming. I don't care what you say. I have to go, okay?
Look, Tommy. You go angry, you get yourself killed. That's not how you fight.
You gotta understand though, man. It's the only thing I have. Anger.
Kai regards him with a frown and looks anxious. Lucien joins them.
Sorry to break up the tanning session, boys. Bad news. The dude who outfitted us for the Zhangxia mission blocked me. Too much heat at the club.
Anyone else?
I mean, as soon as they hear we're going after Quan Chi, they lose my number fast.
I might know someone crazy enough to help.
What? Since when'd you get a Bangkok hookup?
I said might. I'll hit her up.
Lucien looks down with a slight frown.
Something just doesn't feel right about this.
Tommy stands and walks away. An aerial view of rooftops. And a river with high rises of downtown a short distance away. A woman's taking photos with a powerful lens from a high vantage point. She checks her phone, and the word safe house appears. She walks across an empty floor of a high rise. Traffic and a tuk-tuk in daytime. A young couple pray. The woman with the dark ponytail looks around as she boards a tuk-tuk. A light smog hangs over the city traffic, making buildings and a golden Buddha hazy. Seafood in a market. Flames erupt from a pan at a street food stall. Kai, Lucien, and Tommy travel by tuk-tuk. A temple with a huge golden Buddha. The woman rides in her tuk-tuk. Narrow street with stores stacked with produce. The boys get out of the tuk-tuk.
Something smells good.
Thank you so much. Cop.
They stand in the middle of the street.
What's Priya look like anyway?
Like that?
A young woman with curly hair arrives in slow motion in a tuk-tuk. She smiles as she gets out. Priya kisses Tommy on the lips, then releases him and smiles.
Now we've got that over with. What's up, Thomas?
First, why are we meeting here?
Support the local economy. Plus, it's out in the open. Can't be too careful these days. You, I know.
She regards the other two. Then turns away.
Don't know.
Lucien chuckles as she walks off.
Oh, shit.
Where are we going?
Too many questions.
The woman's tuk-tuk pulls up on a dusty street, beside a street food stand.
You know who I work for? Interpol, police of the world. We know your triad is meeting with Quan Chi, a known terrorist. When and where?
A long-haired man is sitting in a chair, the French cop standing over him. The woman enters with a bag over her shoulder. The French cop glances up.
Good luck.
Agent Zulu, bonjour.
She drops the bag.
That means fuck off. Both of you.
Interpol agents leave. Zulu spins the guy in the chair to face her. She places a boot between his legs.
You wanna have fun?
She presses down between his legs with her boot.
The V Hotel tomorrow. Might wanna call in the cleaners.
I thought they gave you the information.
The actual cleaners. He soiled himself.
Zulu tucks a cloth in the Frenchman's jacket and strides off. Daytime on a bustling market.
Priya, meet the boys. Boys, this is Priya. Sup? Lucian.
Lu, is that a sin or a shin?
Is that supposed to be a funny joke?
What's his problem?
Don't worry about him, he's cool. This is my man, Kai.
Hello, hello.
Someone's got manners. Where's your sister?
Oh, she's not here.
That's too bad. Love, Jen. Anywho, here you boys are on a suicide mission.
What the fuck, Thomas? You told her?
It's the only way she'd help. I have to tell her everything.
Yeah, I like to know what I'm getting into. Due diligence.
If you know, then what are you helping?
I don't mind a little action. It's part of the territory. This woman you're dealing with, serious shit, lots of people dying. She needs to be stopped.
Can you get this?
Tommy hands Priya a list. She frowns and nods.
Let me make some calls. Enjoy your shopping, boys. Keep your mouth shut.
She pats Tommy's chest.
Shopping.
Lucian glances around, picks up a floral garland, and slaps it into Tommy's chest before walking off.
The fuck?
A riverside restaurant at dusk.
Thank you.
Capcom Cap. Tommy?
Yeah.
How do you know her again?
Oh, so I was actually here 5 years ago, and someone stole my Louis V backpack. They took my wallet, passport, phone, everything. So I went to the cops to report it, and the cops didn't do anything. So someone told me to go talk to...
I'm just gonna make this story short and sweet in case we ever have to hear it again, okay? He got his shit jacked, and he doesn't know anything about this girl.
Okay, guys, look, she's our only hookup. We need this.
And beggars can't be choosers.
Do you get it?
Yes, every goddamn thing.
See?
Lucian pays her.
Thank you. Listen, I know it's none of my business, but, you know, I'm fond of this one, so I just gotta tell you guys that your plan
is none of your business.
Relax, big guy. We're on the same team. There is no way you're getting that hardware into the V Hotel. It's locked down tight, and the only way in is through the front.
I don't like this. We need to rethink it.
I'll take care of it.
No, tomorrow we're all going. We're gonna get Jenny's killer together.
Hey, yo. Jen's dead?
Yeah. Our target took her out. Now it's our turn.
Shit. I'm so sorry.
Sitting on the arm of Tommy's chair, Priya frowns and nods.
I can help you get in.
It's dangerous.
I know. Security there's tight. We can use that to our advantage.
Kai frowns and points at her.
We?
Priya nods. Daytime, on the exterior of a steel and glass building, the French agent and his team are in a normal-looking van with a high-tech interior.
Morning, boys.
Hey, thanks.
Priya hands Tommy a backpack.
Is this your idea of a joke?
Trust me. This is 007 shit.
We're good.
Okay. Be careful with these.
Oh, what's so special about them?
Magic.
Come on. Let's go.
Priya fiddles with a small black ball. They run down an alley. From above, a convoy of black cars arrives. Tommy slides open a gate. And they all squeeze through. They move along the edge of the building and peer around a corner. A armed guard in a leather jacket keeps watch as a striking, stern-faced woman emerges from a black SUV, Kuan Ki. In a long black dress, she appears to glance toward the group as she goes through security. Ku looks pensive and passes through security. The guard opens up his jacket and follows. A CCTV camera is monitored. The agents watch on screen in the van. An agent has a camera in the clasp of a purse. Ku advances in slow motion.
Hey. Gonna get justice for her.
Tommy and Priya lead the way.
What do you think?
You don't want to know, bro.
Then we're thinking the same thing.
Kai and Lucian follow a short distance behind Tommy and Priya. They go through security. Tommy puts his backpack through the X-ray. A red light flashes. As Tommy and Priya are thrown down, Kai and Lucian walk in.
Bit much, isn't it? You guys saying this?
Looks like a deep shit nobody, huh?
Hello.
Get up. Let's take a look.
To your manager?
Yes.
Easy.
Hey, we're just on holiday. We're valued customers. One-star Yelp review on the way!
Hey, Chan Zulu.
Let the hotel security handle that. You just focus on...
Zulu rises and peers at Kai and Lucian in chairs on screen. Two guards part as Ku emerges from an elevator. Both guards bow as Ku passes them and enters a suite. Ku throws open double doors on men sitting around a boardroom table with drinks.
Why are you here?
She forms a glowing ball of energy between her hands. It grows as she rolls it around, then explodes as the guard closes the doors to the room. Hotel security find a bunch of water guns in the backpack.
You're wasting your time. It's for Songkran, the Thai Water Festival.
That's not until April.
Yeah, well, we like to be prepared. Now you're gonna have to reorganize your bag.
You for real?
Yes, I'm for real.
Bullshit.
Look at this mess.
Priya activates the black ball.
Stay here.
Security screens go blank.
What's going on?
Where is our fucking visual?
I'm working on it.
Our gear's still working. Whatever's happening is only affecting the hotel.
Something is going down.
Azula watches. Kai and Lucian leave their seats.
This is not good.
Zulu!
Zulu leaves the van and heads for the hotel entrance. Inside is chaotic. Kai and Lucian advance calmly.
You come? Can you come?
Zulu flashes her police badge and hurries into the lobby. Kai and Lucian enter an elevator. There's an advertisement for Pan Biotech on the wall. They glance at each other. Lucian shakes his head as the doors close. A masked and hooded group on the roof.
You are my men now.
They kneel before Ku. The view pulls away from the roof. Below, Tommy removes the cufflinks on his shirt.
Close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Trust me.
Come on!
Hey!
Tommy throws the cufflinks. They're flash bombs. The security detail go down in the bright explosion.
Come on, let's get out of here.
See you in a second.
Lucian leaves, and Kai presses another button. Ku holds the lobby agent in her power, then puts everyone else in the area in a trance. With a sweep of her hand, they all run off at her command. Ku goes back out to her large black car. A goon welds the front door shut. Ku's guards at the suite stop Kai.
Stop!
Kai takes them down with fists and elbows. Lucian takes out another.
Good timing.
Yeah, of course it is.
Kai opens the doors to the boardroom, revealing a scene of carnage. The men have been blown to pieces. There's blood, flesh, and body parts strewn across the table.
Oh, fuck. Who the fuck did this?
Hands where I can see him.
Sama?
Lou? What are you doing here?
You know her?
Yeah, we met in London.
Lou and Zulu had sex.
I was pushing some ass in Martin's, and my broker turned out to be Interpol's finest. Look, hey, these bodies...
Get down on your knees.
This wasn't us.
So you just tripped and fell into a massacre?
Zama, you know me. You think I would do this?
There's a lot I don't know about you, Lou.
This is bigger and more complicated than you can imagine.
Try me.
The fate of the world.
I didn't come here to fuck around.
Don't do that.
Agent Boucher, I have two suspects. I need backup. Boucher?
Whoever got them probably got your team.
And to lace your fingers behind your head and get down on the floor.
I don't want to hurt you.
Kai, don't.
Listen to your friend. He seems to be the reasonable one.
First time I've heard that. Lower your gun.
Tommy holds his knife to Zulu's throat.
What the fuck happened here?
We're working on it.
Let her go. She's not the threat. Please.
Look, it's clear that none of us are the bad guys, but they are coming.
Who's coming?
The entire hotel.
Kai and Lucien exchange glances. Then they look toward the elevator. Ordinary people from the hotel are advancing menacingly. Kai attacks the first two. One has a machete. Zulu, Lucien, Priya, and Tommy adopt fighting stances. They face off against Ku's masked and armed followers. Zulu gets off a couple of shots. Priya strikes and dodges. Lucien takes out a series of thugs. Tommy stabs and slashes with his knife. In the hallway, Kai flips two more. Tommy takes two with the knife. Kai takes out another pair, one with a machete. Then a last attacker gets an elbow in the spine. The next goes through a screen. Kai batters a masked guy. Priya gives a double-handed chop, kicks, then does a somersault kick. Kai sends another through a glass screen, kicks down two more, then smashes a vase over a guy's head. Lucien fights fast, chopping his way through assailants. Kai backs up, caught between two armed thugs. His fists keep him busy, and he kicks out at a third. One misses and punches through glass in a door. Kai boots him away, slips through the door, and slams it in the guy's face. Zulu falls on her back and shoots a thug through the head. She gets up and takes down another. Tommy ducks and slams his blade into a goon's chest. He kicks the body backward to release the blade. Blood spurts in a spinning attack from Lucien. A goon grabs a fire axe. Kai and the axe guy meet in a stairwell. A second joins in. Kai uses the axe on one and kicks the other before heading up the stairs. He butts a thug with the axe handle, then misses with the blade. He snatches another axe and chops down two goons. He drops the axes and slumps against the blood-stained wall.
On your six!
I got it.
I'm just looking out for you.
Oh, because that's always been your MO.
Oh, here we go again. You know what? You could just say sorry.
What?
Sorry works just fine.
Did you guys, like, used to date or
something? No!
Kai rushes down the stairs and is attacked again. He punches and kicks down two thugs with blades, then smashes one through a glass exterior wall to an outside walkway. As Kai rounds a corner, a familiar blonde-haired figure appears up ahead.
Zen.
Assassin.
Why are you here?
They offered me a deal. The Wu assassin in exchange for power.
Kai attacks. Zan dodges, then he grabs it by the throat. As the hotel security team get to their feet, Zulu shoots them down. Then another goon appears around the corner. Lucien blocks a baton attack, strikes to the chest, then kicks the guy backward.
Fuck, come with me.
Kai and Zan exchange blows. She kicks him in the leg, then high, smashing him into. Kai blocks her next attack, turns and twists her jacket up over her head. They struggle, the jacket between them. Then Zan kicks Kai onto his back. She slips the jacket back on, then raises a hand as Kai gets to his feet. Sam zips up the jacket and charges. In the parking garage, armed thugs appear behind Lucien and Priya. They duck around a corner. The goons open fire. In slow motion, they dive into a Mercedes. The keys are on the dash. As Lucien guns the engine, bullets pepper the hood, then spark off the rear fender as they speed away. The shooters duck through a door. Tommy and Zulu stand side by side in an elevator, looking away from each other. Zan launches a Wu attack, which misses Kai, who shoots back, also missing.
Looks like you're not the only special one.
Rounds continue to spark off the Mercedes body as Lucien speeds down ramps into the garage. The shooters move position again. Zulu glances at blood-spattered Tommy and slips a gun to the back of his pants. Zan runs up the wall holding onto Kai. They exchange and block close-in blows. Then Kai flips her on her back. They continue exchanging blows. Lucien's window shatters as the shooters blast from close range. Tommy places a cloth over his knife and makes it disappear. Shooters appear dead ahead of Lucien. One sprawls on the hood, then rolls off. More goons fire from behind a cleaner's car. Lucien sideswipes it, sending them sprawling. A smoke grenade lands between Kai and Zan. Kai charges the bomb-throwing thugs beside a swimming pool. He kicks one down, grapples with the next, makes the next hit his own man. Kai dodges a knife attack, twists the goon's arm, slams down with his elbow, then kicks him. Lucien is still running the gauntlet down the multi-level parking garage. Above, Kai kicks an assailant into the pool. Lucien speeds down another level. The elevator doors open. Tommy and Zulu come out with their hands up.
Hey, take it easy.
The knife reappears in the fog. Tommy and Zulu attack with blade and gun. Attackers sprint through the lobby. Zulu drops and slides, shooting them down, then rising gracefully to her feet. Tommy tries to open the welded front door. The Mercedes is still driving through the garage. Tommy uses a display stand to try and break a window, but the glass is armored. Lucien and Priya arrive outside, taking out the security. Lucien backs up. Tommy raises his arms. Tommy and Zulu run in slow motion as Lucien powers toward the sealed doors. Zulu stares at Tommy.
Door says push, not pull. What?
Priya stares at Lucien. Zan goes in hard at Kai, and he tumbles over a wall, dropping toward the ground far below.
Hold up. Where's Kai?
Don't worry about Kai, all right?
Kai's power blocks his fall as he drops into a pool.
Oh, shit. You okay?
Yo, you good?
Kai points upward.
Zan?
Zan blows them a kiss.
Yo, we gotta go. Come on.
My van's still here. Come on.
Soggy, Kai follows the others. Zulu opens the back of the airball van. Inside is spattered with blood, and there's a pair of empty men's shoes.
Get in.
As Zulu stares, Tommy gets in past her. Priya and Kai follow.
What the hell happened back there? What the hell happened in here?
The van drives off with Lucien at the wheel. At Pan's skyscraper, he reviews the hotel battle on multiple screens.
This is chaotic. You know what to do.
An acolyte in black leather armor bows and leaves. The van drives through the hazy, sunny city.
If only you would listen to me when I told you. Something sketchy.
We didn't have another lead.
Ku sits in her car, her finely manicured fingers linked as she stares ahead expressionlessly.
Take them down.
Get me out of here now. A convoy of three black cars speeds along an overpass. One swerves out in pursuit of the van.
Shit.
What?
Casey thought we lost them. We didn't.
Lucien stamps on the gas. A wide highway cuts through the city.
Hold tight!
Lucien wrenches the wheel, slamming into the pursuer.
Can you get to Khao San Road? We have another safe house there.
Yeah. Lucian ducks off down a side road behind the apartment stalls. The tuk-tuk appears dead ahead.
Shit!
They swerve around the small three-wheeler and Lucian barges their pursuer again. They make a turn and get rammed from behind. Three cars are now on their tail.
Shit, this is the end of the road.
Lucian makes a wide turn. The pursuers block the road. Thugs pile out.
Get out of the car!
She's locking down the city.
What the fuck are we gonna do?
Sail away.
I'm really starting to strongly dislike you.
Hey, we get to the canal, take a boat up the Jiao Praya.
That plan is just...
Light streams through bullet holes as the masked goons open fire.
Stop firing. Get them out of the car. Bring them to me. Hut.
I changed my mind about the plan. I like the plan.
Yeah.
River. Boat.
There's pandemonium on the busy market street. Zulu peers through a bullet hole, puts her gun to the hole, and takes out a thug. Then another.
If you want to join me, guns are up top!
Guns are handed out from a shelf above the front seats. Barrels are poked through bullet holes.
Do this! Let's get these fuckers!
Thugs go down and more emerge from the vehicles. One knocks the valve off a gas canister. Rounds blast a vegetable truck. The goons hurl the metal canister under the van.
Fuck, I'm all out!
Shh. Flames billow from under the van and it rolls onto its side. The windshield drops out. Toy duckies bobble on the dash. Goons throw bottles of alcohol into the flames.
They're trying to burn us alive. We gotta go.
Okay, everybody, follow me.
Zulu throws a smoke grenade, and they all crawl out through the dense fumes. The van explodes behind them, sending fireballs billowing skyward. The group hurry off, keeping low, seeking cover in the market stands. As Kai looks around, the goons gather and advance through the smoke. Tommy creeps forward. Lucian and Kai peer out as the goons pass their hiding places. Tommy closes his eyes, slumps against the food cart, and it rolls backward. He topples out and gets spotted by a thug with a machete.
That I never have to go back to the trap and my days are dealing with dope.
As Tommy gets to his feet, Kai finds two cleavers on a cart. He chops down a thug. Tommy blocks attacks with a wooden stool, then grabs and flips the machete thug. As another comes in, Lucian breaks cover, takes out thugs from two sides. He frisbees an egg crate.
Yo, what's up?
Too time for the right to hold.
Zulu strides out, breaks a machete-wielding arm, and flips the attacker. She kicks, then jump punches the masked thug. She kicks down another and flips the next. Priya rises and runs onto a trailer. She clashes with a hooded machete goon and flips him through the air. Kai goes in with feet and cleavers. Tommy grabs a blade from an array of knives on the table. He ducks a machete, slices the attacker's arm, and plunges the blade in his chest. He ducks again and kicks the attacker backward. Tommy gets kicked over and grabs the knife he stuck in the goon's chest. He plunges it right through his assailant's midriff, leaving the blade in the body as it falls. Lucian catapults a metal dish off a cart into a thug's face, then attacks two with a pan. Rhea kicks a guy through the air. Zulu twists a machete out of a thug's hand and plunges it into him as he falls. She throws it into another's chest. Kai hacks and slashes with the cleavers. He slashes a throat, turns and sinks a blade into a thug's skull, then throws it into a guy's neck. He throws, taking down a final thug going for Lucian.
Good timing.
As Lucian and Kai head off, Zulu kicks out from on top of a car. She leaps on a thug, bringing her elbow down on his skull, then dismounting in a forward roll.
Never seen that before.
Paula picked up a few things since you ghosted me.
Yeah, well, if I would have stayed, it would have been behind bars, wouldn't it?
This way, the river.
None of them react to the explosion behind them. Zulu and Lucian eye each other and shake their heads.
Get out of the way!
Get to the boat!
Get out of the way!
They run up steps and along a riverside walkway, then down to a waterside terrace.
Get off my boat.
They take out some more masked goons and jump onto the boat.
Look out!
A thug jumps down onto the rib. Kai and Lucian toss him into the murky water. As they speed off between tin roof shacks, a long-tailed river launch follows them.
Get us out of here! Come on!
Hurry! They're catching up!
The slender canal boat closes up on the rib. Tommy looks anxious as he glances back, and the pursuers draw alongside, wielding machetes. The thugs are fended off with paddles. Another sleek speedboat joins the chase. The first is sent hurtling into a moored barge. The second draws up on the outside of the rib. Lucian spins a paddle and punts a goon into the water. Another swipes with his machete. Boat smashes straight through an old man's rowboat, and he flies into the water. The speedboat is disabled, and the rib speeds on. Namo Bhagavate Trailokya Pradi Visistaya Buddhaya Bhagavate Daniya Navam. The river widens as they approach the city skyscrapers, and the rib proceeds at a slower speed. A view of jungle with a hazy high-rise city beyond. An aerial view of a brown river lined with woodland and scattered buildings. The rib keeps up its steady progress.
Almost there! Just up ahead.
Sitting in the prow, Lucian looks forward. They wave to passing longboats and look toward tin roof buildings. A wide riverside terrace is being swept and vegetables being prepared as the rib pulls alongside.
Ah, Priya!
You are back.
You are back.
I didn't know if we'd ever see
you. I didn't know if we'd ever see you. Hello, Uncle. Hello.
Everyone seems excited to see you.
So this is your home?
Hello.
It's been a while since I was last here.
What about your family?
They were long gone before that.
Zulu stares along the wharf, narrows her eyes.
What's this?
Magical protection. If they don't want you, you can't pass.
Hello.
Stuck to a post. Zulu peers at it. Priya walks by, then Tommy. Lucian touches some prayer beads.
Guess they want us in.
Hello.
Kai examines talismans attached to the tree trunk gateposts. He spreads his arms and passes through. Tommy stares around the riverside compound.
This is the home of a shaman.
He knows everything about the supernatural. If anyone might know what's going on, it's Chhatri.
You used to call me a charlatan, didn't you? Hello.
Priya and Chhatri embrace.
Malila. It's nice to meet everyone. You all must be starving.
100%.
How'd you know?
The compound from across the water.
Usually I am the one showing hospitality.
You are.
It is my honor to have such an esteemed guest.
Kai nods as he prepares fish.
What do you know about Bangu?
In Thailand, we don't talk business on an empty stomach.
Is that a saying?
One that I just made up.
There are people after us.
There will always be people after you. Here we are well protected. We have weapons.
Chhatri places a bracelet on Kai's wrist. It glows with power. Kai tries to pull the bracelet off, but it seems attached to him.
Is this a prank?
Chhatri blows on it, freeing the bracelet.
No. But it is funny that this bracelet is yours. But it is not for you.
You speak like Yoda, old man.
Baby Yoda, I am only 50.
Chatri bows. Lanterns light the bustling compound after dark. The friends eat together.
I got ready to see.
Go ahead.
Some of that spice got me.
Pangu. Uncle.
Chatri leans forward.
Willem Pan. He wasn't completely honest with you.
Yeah. No shit.
Chatri picks up two saucepots.
Pan and Quan Chi are opposite forces. Yin and Yang.
Soy sauce and oil.
But they are not in opposition to each other. They are two halves of a whole. They have been working in harmony through all their births, lives, deaths, rebirths, towards one goal. Reforming back to Pangu, the first man. And using their power, they will remake the world in their image.
Chatri swirls the separated oil and soy.
And now that the Dao is broken, they have the opportunity.
How will they do that?
By harnessing the chi of the one who split them. The Wu Assassin. The two of them each have a piece of their own essence. The only constant they have. Forged from the stone of the temple where they were split. If they can infuse the pieces with Kai's chi, they will be able to connect the halves.
Does it look something like this?
Tommy shows his pendant.
Where did you get that from?
I mean, it doesn't matter. If it's part of Ku, we'll just destroy it then.
Strikes it.
It can't be destroyed!
I've had quite enough, thank you. This whole thing is just crazy.
Lucien scowls at Tommy, then tips some debris out of his cup. Chatri looks solemnly around the table. Tommy glances up as Lucien leaves, then lowers his eyes. Lucien goes upstairs to another terrace. The lanterns glow gently in the hazy dark. Lucien approaches Zulu.
You okay?
She clasps her hands under her chin.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this supernatural shit and the world ending.
Yeah. Lucien eyes her as Zulu sits hunched over, frowning. She turns to him.
What did you do when you first found out?
I had just shot a Russian gangster in the face. So you could say it was a little bit weird. Honestly, I poured myself a big fucking drink.
He passes her a bottle, and Zulu takes a swig.
This is terrible.
Can't be worse than that Chinese whiskey we had in Brick Lane.
Well, that was part of a job, so.
Is that what I was to you? Just part of the job?
Zulu crawls over and kisses him. They kiss passionately.
I can taste when you're lying.
He smiles and they kiss again. Topless, Kai trains, striking pegs on a wooden dummy. Chatri approaches.
Training.
Meditation.
My meditation is meditation.
Chatri walks away to a candlelit deck. Kai stops and follows him. Chatri kneels before an altar with a Buddha.
You're not worried about us losing?
No, I'm not. Because if that should happen, Pangu would remake the world. And we'd simply be the forgotten dreams of a butterfly.
Sounds peaceful.
But that is the one thing that the Wu Assassin can never have. He may have friends that he's shutting out.
It's my responsibility to protect them.
You have lost one. And now you're trying everything
to avoid that pain again.
They're all I have left.
But Bangku seeks to control all. What do you want, Wu Assassin?
We'll stop him.
We'll stop him. We'll make plans. There's a jeep there. There is the path that leads to the main road. From there, it's an easy ride to wherever. You did not come here to train or reflect. You came here to leave after everyone went to bed.
With a half-smile, Chatri walks away. Kai stares after him. Kai looks down. Priya is leaning against a tree. Tommy walks around behind her and leans beside her.
Last time I was here was 10 years ago. Family had a farm by the river. There was a bad flood. Water came suddenly, and just like that, my mom, my dad, and my sister were gone. No magical attack. A clash for the world. It was just an accident. There's nothing I can do to bring my family back, but I thought I could bring you some peace for Jen, and that is why I'm helping. At least there's something you can do. You have Kai, Yushin, me. I'm all alone.
She eyes Tommy emotionally. He pulls her to him, and they kiss.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I never asked.
Priya goes in to kiss him again. The view pulls away across the lamplit deck as they kiss passionately. Lucien and Zulu make love. She pulls off his vest. She writhes as he kisses her torn body. He removes her belt. She strokes his scarred back. She smiles as he removes her bra. They entwine, moving together and kiss. Zulu touches a gun beside the bed. They roll over and right off the bed, making love on the floor.
We were shot like a jacket, so do yours.
Tommy runs upstairs and looks back down at Priya following. She takes a breath at the top of the stairs, adjusts her hair and shirt, then takes out her phone. She has a message,
the sender unknown.
I have an offer for you. You know what I can give you.
Unknown, I have an offer for you. You know what I can give you.
Priya replies, not interested.
Not interested.
She goes and listens to the door. Tommy listens from the other side. Priya looks back down at her phone. A message reads, I can bring them back.
I can bring them back.
Priya frowns and types,
how do I know?
I know. The reply,
come out, let me show you.
Let me show you. Priya stares with a frown, then looks at the door. Clutching the phone to her chest, Priya moves away. Tommy opens the door and peers out. Priya moves across a hazily lit deck with dust motes drifting like snow in the air. Priya looks around, frowning. there's a bright burst of light illuminating the drifting particles and a gold Buddha. Bright light shines down through the trees, and people drop down.
This can't be real.
It isn't.
It's the version of the village in your mind, from when you were a child. But we can make it like this again.
We can make it into whatever you want.
Pangu is all.
The image of Pan snaps his fingers. Ku is beside him.
Man. Mom, Dad, Ratana.
Priya sinks to her knees.
I miss you.
You can be together again. Forever.
All we need is one small thing. The Wu Assassin's Chi.
Priya stands and Ku moves up close behind her. Priya stares at the images of her family as Ku stands behind her with a curving, crisp-bladed spear. The illusions vanish, and Priya puts away her phone. Looking tearful, she pulls down the protective parchment from the entrance gate. Priya stares off. As Tommy sleeps, Priya takes the pendant from his fingers. She clutches it, looking down at Tommy, then walks off. With the exclusion prayer now removed, Ku comes through the gateway, summoning her minions.
Go.
The masked goons tie ropes around the compound's wooden support columns. Ku cracks a neck. Hulking, leather-clad thugs advance through swirling mists. Priya carries the pendant. Lucien and Zulu lie in each other's arms. Ku's goons pull the ropes taut. Tommy stirs agitatedly in his sleep. Kai is asleep in a hammock. Priya comes up behind him and places the pendant on his forehead. Kai grabs Priya's wrist.
What are you doing?
I had no choice.
What did they promise you?
The thugs pull, and the deck Kai is on collapses. As he clings to the hammock, Priya reaches toward him with the pendant. It glows brightly. Priya removes it and stares at it. Ku looks down at Tommy, moving her face close to his. Lucien wakes as a thug strikes and kicks him over the bed.
Get up!
Ku stares at Tommy. He wakes, but there's no one there. Thugs run up the stairs. Priya walks away with the chi-charged pendant. Kai swings back up out of the hole and kicks down an attacker. A second lunges with a blade. Kai dodges and kicks the first through a wooden balustrade.
What's going on?
A thug flies through a door.
What do you think?
Lucien goes in with fists and feet. Tommy throws his knife. Lucien dodges a blade and kicks to the gut. Tommy slashes and kicks. Lucien kicks two thugs through a balustrade. Kai dodges a guy with a metal club, then kicks him down. Kai throws the next goon through a balustrade. He plunges into the river. Tommy skewers another, then hurls a throwing star into a thug trying to get up. Zulu shoots down a thug behind Lu Jin.
I fuck with these. There's more down there. Let's go.
Yo, Tommy, hold up.
I'll get Priya.
What?
Be careful, okay?
I am getting really, really sick of this shit.
He boots two goons.
Tommy, get the Jeep. We'll hold them off while Zama and Priya get here.
Okay.
Priya betrayed us.
No, she wouldn't.
What?
She took Wen Chi's necklace.
Fuck.
Lu, get Zama.
Tommy,
the
car!
On.
Hold on, we're stronger
just
together.
Just do as I say!
Tommy gets into a Jeep and tries to start it.
Shit.
One of Ku's guards crosses his hands and glowing power surges. The two guards close in on Kai. Their hands around and drop into fighting stances. Kai ducks and blocks their kicks and blows. He grabs their arms, but chi attacks throw him back. He He crouches at the ready. Kai goes in, punching, ducking, and kicking, then gets thrown on his back. Kai staggers to his feet. Tommy jumps out of the Jeep and looks under the hood. Kai continues to fend off the two hulking guards. He forces one back, gets kicked to one knee, punches low, then drops and sweeps the legs out from one. Back up, he lands a crunching elbow to the other's chest. First guard attacks again. Kai holds him off as the second flies in. Kai blocks both, ducks under a kick, then sends the kicker flying. Kai's arms grab, sends him sprawling. Kai lurches up. He's attacked. Misses. His arm is wrenched and both guards grab him. He gets a knee, then is kicked into a table. Zulu fires, then kicks. She dodges an attack. As she headbutts a thug, she slips a new mag in her gun. Kai slams his arms down, catapulting to his feet. One of the guards leaps off the deck as Kai takes on the other. His attacks rebound off the guard's cheap power blocks. Zulu fires with deadly accuracy.
Tama! Priya betrayed us. We gotta go now.
I know, I saw her leave with Panzmain. Let's go.
As Zulu heads off, Lucien stares. Kai continues to hold off the guard, getting some good shots of his own, then landing multiple blows to the chest. He kicks the guard in the face, and he goes down. Guard flies up, jumps on Kai, and goes through the floor. Kai clings on and hauls himself out of the hole. He flinches at the gunshots. The second guard is attacking Lucien. He blocks, but gets kicked backward twice. Avoiding a sweeping kick, Lucien back somersaults high. He kicks the guard back, then launches a spinning kick. He gets kicked in return, and the guard grabs his throat. Lucien gets kneed in the gut, then a spinning kick to the jaw. Kai rushes downstairs to find himself surrounded by mass goons with machetes.
Calm down, boys.
Kai keeps them at bay, then takes them down with a flurry of kicks low and high, flooring one with a spinning roundhouse, then a final boot to the head for one who tries to get up. Lucien gets a chi blast to the face and the guard flies at him. Lucien kicks him down, stamps, and misses. The guard attacks low, rises, and blasts Lucien, launches a combination, then kicks Lucien into a picnic table, which shatters. The guard jumps, nails spring out of the floor in slow motion and kicks them. The nails pin Lucien's hand to a tree. As the guard goes to finish Lucien, Chatri arrives. He flicks open a long crisp blade and throws it through the guard's arm. Lucien kicks the guard toward Chatri, then pulls the nails out of his hand. He charges, rams the long nails into the guard's forehead, then slams them home with his palm. Chatri stabs to the chest, and the guard explodes in a burst of light and fine dust. Kai arrives. Tommy gets the Jeep started.
All right, let's go, guys!
Kai and Lucien walk up steps from the quayside, followed by Chatri.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, everybody in.
As the guys in Zulu get in, Chatri leans on the hood. More thugs armed with blades arrive down below.
You can no longer be stopped. It's in your hands now. Go! Don't let Pat go reform!
No, in the car.
Get in the car! We need to go!
Drive, Tommy. Go!
Tommy reverses away as Chatri blasts the intruders with chi energy. The Jeep drives away. Countered by the guard's energy, Chatri finds he's powerless. The gang encircle him, close in, and hack him down. Chatri falls face down, covered in blood. The thugs disperse. The Jeep smashes through a gate and out onto a nighttime road. Viewed from the air, the Jeep drives along the illuminated country road. Daytime, in a deserted city lot. The aerial view zooms in.
We shouldn't have left Chetri.
Should have listened to me.
There wasn't anything to listen to. I made a decision.
Yeah, nothing new there, Kai.
I'm leading us.
No, you're not.
You're shutting us out.
Guys, let's focus on what the fuck we're gonna do now.
I'm sorry. You have no right to say shit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean, what the fuck am I talking about? Your cute little girlfriend that you brought into our inner circle betrayed us.
You really gonna put that shit on me? Sure, Lou, you weren't on the lookout either. You were otherwise occupied fucking around with Zama. And Kai, like, what the fuck? What were you doing? What was your plan?
My plan was to kill Pen and Ku myself. Like I should have done in the first place.
Yeah, great, because you're always right.
Yeah, we don't need you. I don't need any of you.
True. I'm going myself.
Go.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Just stop it. All of you. You're acting like little children. Do I need to remind you that we need to stop a god from destroying reality? You say you're a family. You're not acting like a family. Not one that's about to save the world because you cannot even take care of each other.
Zulu kneels down beside Tommy and touches his knee.
Yes, you can. Just get over your anger.
To Kai.
Your guilt.
Kai sighs and looks down. She turns to Lu Xun.
Your ego.
Lu Xun lowers his eyes.
We might actually have a chance. We really might.
As Zulu stands, Kai and Tommy glance up at her. Lu Xun gets to his feet.
So, let's remind ourselves. Why are we here?
Kai rubs a cut by his eye.
For Jenny.
Tommy closes his eyes and bows his head. Lu Xun nods.
She's right.
Tommy gets up in front of the Jeep.
We're all fucking idiots.
No. No. I'm the idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
For Jenny.
They clasp hands.
For Jenny. For Jenny.
They open up the group, and Zulu steps forward.
Now we're getting somewhere.
When we were at Pan's Temple, I saw that splitting symbol in a photo of a factory at another dig site. That's where the stone came from, so we gotta go to that dig site.
Okay.
But they only have half of the symbol completed, so, like, they're gonna need your power.
Tommy places a hand on Kai's shoulder. Kai looks down.
No, we shouldn't risk it.
No, we should. We should. Because they'll come after all of us if you don't stop them. This ends tonight. If you all agree.
As long as we're smart about it.
You can count me in.
We're all the Wu assassins.
Shit.
They huddle.
Let's go kill a god.
Let's do it.
Oh no.
They climb back into the Jeep and drive off across the empty concrete, with high rises and traffic in the background. The lights of a nighttime city. Viewed from above, the Jeep's lights pierce the darkness. The group look out over goons in a floodlit area. The Jeep drives on. Tommy loads gas canisters.
Don't know we're coming.
They already know I'm here.
In that case,
boom.
Two open canisters tumble toward the guarded entrance. Zulu fires. The explosion sends goons flying and sets fire to the guardhouse. Down at the excavation site.
This is where the first Wu assassin tore us apart.
They'll be here soon.
This Wu assassin's particularly hard to kill.
I got this.
Zan struts past Ku with a grin. Priya appears.
This thing killed my uncle. How many more people have to die before I get my family back?
Your problem, child, is that you see death as the end. You'll be with them soon enough.
Ku grabs Priya by the throat.
Along with all living things.
Ku studies the pendant in the hazy half-light of the ancient ruins.
That's where the stone was melted. Those are the sleeping quarters, and those are the main pressing machines.
How the fuck you know that?
Wikipedia. We gotta be careful. They still need you for the ritual, so as long as—
Get down! Move!
Rounds from a sniper rifle kick up dust. Kai looks out.
Zen.
A ramp sparks off the steel tank they're hiding behind.
What do you want to do?
We're splitting up.
Yeah. We're not divided. We're dividing them.
One of Ku's guards.
I got Zen. Lou. The Beast. You guys fine. Panin. Fuck.
Try this. It's got good range.
The throwing star. Zulu kisses Lucia.
Careful.
Okay.
Zen!
Let's finish this.
Lucian charges the guard, but rebounds off it. They exchange kicks, then a sequence of blows and blocks. Lucian swings and misses. Then a chi kick sends him staggering. Zulu advances with her gun raised. A thug runs out, and she takes him down. Then another up on a walkway. Out of bullets, she throws the gun at another. Tommy throws a thug over the shoulder. Zulu grabs a wrist, kicks, then smacks one down. Tommy rams a blade through a midriff, then stabs to a chest. Kai throws the star up at Zan. It sparks off the railing she's resting the rifle on, and she drops it. Lucian kicks, but gets battered by chi punches to the chest, chin, then so hard, he slides backward. Zan glides down from the high walkway. Kai advances on her.
I promised myself I'd erase anything related to when I was a pawn of your father's. We started with Jenny. And it ends when I kill you, assassin.
She drops two double-bladed swords from back scabbards. She kicks Kai back and whirls the swords. Kai blocks both Zan's arms as kicked back and dodges the slashing blades. Zan leaps and spins in midair with the blades outstretched. She attacks, thrusts, and Kai knocks away one of the swords, then the other. They fight hand to hand. They kick, punch, duck, and spin. Up above, Ku slams her spear down on a walkway.
You're not the one I'm looking for.
Well, we are who you've got, bitch.
Ku glides down to Zulu and Tommy and cracks her neck. Lucian grabs the guard's ankle and spins him horizontally. He goes to follow up and gets kicked in the gut. The guard leaps up with superhuman power, ducks Lucian low, and gets him in a headlock. Lucian bites the guard's hand, elbows to the face, left, then right, and the guard goes down. Lucian cartwheels, kicking down on the guard's back, then booting him full in the face. Ku spins with a crisp spear. Takes down both Tommy and Zulu. Ku rams the blade through Tommy's thigh, then is tackled by Zulu, who goes down again. Both Tommy and Zulu grab the shaft of the spear, pushing Ku backward. The spear snaps, giving them both a weapon. They both attack. Ku grabs Zulu's shaft as Tommy strikes to the midriff. Zulu grabs Ku and wrenches her head around, breaking her neck. Tommy kneels to search Ku.
The necklace isn't here. None of this fucking matters if we can't find it.
We're not fools, Tommy. Let's go find the others.
Zulu and Tommy walk away and stare. Sparks fly.
You fucking piece of shit.
Zulu grabs Priya by the throat.
No. Stop. Hey. Tell me they mind controlled you.
They told me I could see my family again, and I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. So sorry, I messed up.
Hey. It's okay.
Behind them, Ku rolls over and gets slowly to her feet, wrenching her neck back into place as Tommy and Priya stare.
Mastery over the body has its perks.
Magic.
Kai does a low, sweeper kick. Zan cartwheels away. They go in close, striking and blocking. Kai grabs Zan's arm, then swings and misses. She lands a blow to the face, then slams Kai with a chi blow. Kai clutches his chest and spits blood. He takes Chatri's bracelet from his pocket. He slips it on his wrist, and it glows with chi power. Kai attacks with renewed energy. He slips the bracelet on Zan's wrist, and it blocks every move she tries to make. Kai grabs Zan's arm, wrenches and twists it, then flings her through the air onto a platform. Kai approaches her.
Give up.
Never!
Ku launches a flying kick, taking down Tommy, Zulu, and Priya. She hurls Zulu through the air, then a kick sends Tommy flying into a wall. She grabs Zulu again. Tommy limps on his injured leg. Tommy grabs Ku around the neck and Zulu kicks her back. Priya picks up the broken spear and charges. Ku kicks the spear up in the air. As it drops, Zulu kicks Ku down. Tommy pulls her head back and the long wave-shaped blade plunges down Ku's throat. Tommy rams it home. Ku explodes in a cloud of particles. Lucien wraps a chain around the guard's throat and pounds his head. Lucien takes another chain and wraps it around his fist.
Get up!
He smashes the guard in the face with his chained fist. The guard goes down. Lucien pulls on the chain, hoisting the guard in the air by the neck. The guard explodes in a burst of light, then appears behind Lucien, who is knocked out by two fists pulsing chi power. Kai wrestles with Zan, strangling her.
This isn't for me. This is for all of us.
Holding her head, he drops off a wall, snapping her neck. Zan's head lolls back, her eyes wide and unblinking. Kai walks away. Sparks shower down around the old factory. Kai advances in slow motion. He moves through a tunnel. There are guards on the platform. He looks down over the log barrier around the excavation site. There are people down below, sitting in a circle, dusting clean an ancient symbolic circle.
Welcome.
Lucien writhes on the floor.
Lucien!
He'll be fine. Your friends took out Ku. But you will not be so lucky.
Pan lunges with a kris and places the glowing pendant on Kai's forehead. Lucien rolls on his back and Kai falls. Pan places the two glowing pendants together. A column of light bursts up through the stone circle. Pan's head is wrenched back. Arms wide, his fingers splayed, Pan rises up in the air. Kai tries to rise, and the power blasts up from the ancient site. Monks climb stairs up out of the pit. Kai struggles to a sitting position and stares down into the excavation. Power surges, and a bearded figure appears.
I am Tengu, the first man. Control of mind, body, and soul.
Kai turns up his palms as if in supplication and closes his eyes. He bows his head, placing his left hand over the glowing, clenched fist of his right. He presses the glowing fist to his forehead. Kai shudders as power surges. He gasps and gets to his feet as Lu Xin still writhes in agony.
Lu, wait! Hey! Brother! It's not you! Bango! What the fuck?
The trouble is, you are but one man. Well, I am all.
Lucian's eyes turn black and power glows in Pangu's palm. Lucien throws Kai off and stands.
Brother, I don't want to do this.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
No, no.
Lucien backs into the ranks of Pangu's minions and takes a fighting stance, glaring at Kai. The monks line the edge of the pit. Kai drops into a fighting stance. Lucien charges. They exchange kicks, punches, and block blows. Kai pulls Lucien aside, then gets kicked. He glides to another mind-controlled minion, takes on two at once, and blasts one with a two-fisted chi punch. Kai's kicked in the chest, back into the goon he power punched. He wrenches his arm, grabs him around the neck, and kicks the second guy back. Kai punches one down and kicks the other through the air. Lucien attacks and kicks Kai to the floor. Kai writhes, then is back on his feet as Lucien attacks again. Kai blocks all the attacks, then glides right around Lucien. He dodges, grabs a kicking leg, and power punches possessed Lucien to the ground. Kai's attacked from behind. He takes on two, kicking one down and flipping the other onto his back. The first guy charges. Kai clotheslines him, then rolls, gets up, and takes defensive stances. The goon charges, jumps, then kicks Kai in the chest, toppling him backward. Kai rolls, clutching an arm across his chest. He gets up and charges, sliding under an attack. He and the guy trade blows. Kai grabs an arm and the neck, but the guy breaks free. Kai blocks, grabs the other arm, then hoists the goon in the air before body slamming him down on the dusty concrete floor. Kai ducks a roundhouse kick from Lucien. He grabs his possessed friend's arms, kicks him down on one knee, then prepares, and gives an open palm chi blast to Lucien's forehead. And Wu watches. Lucien falls back. Kai kneels beside him.
Lu! Lu! Lu!
Fight it!
I can't do this without you.
Fight it, brother!
Wake up!
Priya, then Zulu come too. Then Tommy stirs.
Tommy.
Priya and Zulu help Tommy up.
Come on. You can...
Fucking bitch.
I think we've got bigger problems. Let's go. Let's go, let's go.
Tommy limps on his wounded leg, and sparks burst as they hurry off. Lucien comes too.
What the fuck happened? Is that you?
Hey.
Of course it's fucking me. Who else would it be?
Nice. Let's kill this motherfucker.
Oh, fuck you.
Kai helps Lucien up. They stride toward Pangu, who flies off. Kai blasts a minion into dust. Pangu floats down to the pit. Kai leaps in, and Pangu grabs him by the throat. Lucien arrives at the edge of the pit.
Kai! Lu, what's going on? He's sinking! Grab that! Kai, heads up!
Kai grabs the rope.
I can't hold him!
Hold on! Hold on, Kai!
Lu!
As Lucien ties the rope up on the barrier, Kai is pulled down into the snow circle. The column of power is reversed under the ground. Kai dangles upside down beneath the earth. Pangu floats to him and blasts Kai with chi strikes to the body. Kai kicks him away.
Stay there! Zama!
Yeah!
Follow me!
Kai climbs, but Pangu grabs his throat. Kai fights him off, then kicks him away again.
Tie that!
Pangu's parchment dry hand grasps Kai's arm. They spin around in the magical column of light. Lucien, holding a rope, jumps into the open sinkhole. As Zulu ties off the rope, Lucien drops, kicking Pangu into the darkness.
This is serious, man. No shit.
Pangu flies between them, punching out on both sides.
Do you guys know knots?
We're about to find out.
Girls got those ropes together.
The boys get slammed again by Pangu.
We're gonna bring him up with this. Just let me know when there's enough rope.
Who flies in with a powerful attack.
Kai, this isn't working! Come up with something! You're the Wu assassin!
Come on! Drop it, drop it!
The others try to crank them back up. Lucien gets Pangu in a headlock. Kai unleashes chi attacks.
Almost there!
Power glows in Kai's palm. He slams his hand into Pangu's chest. The boys fly out sideways. Rides in column of power, reverting back to the form of Pan. Particles shimmer, then the body falls back limply and drifts down into the depths. Kai and Lucien swing back together.
Start pulling!
The others pull and crank the ropes.
Ah, it's about time!
All right, guys, I need help! Come on.
Priya rushes to help Tommy on his winch.
Come on, Tommy!
Zulu joins them, lending her strength. Slowly, the ropes are winched up. Kai and Lucien's arms appear above ground. The stone circle releases them. The light fades and the ground seals up. The others hurry down to the pit.
It's over.
I know a really nice safe passage out. Come on.
Filthy and looking exhausted, they follow Priya along a tunnel. Sunlight filters into a large cavern with a gold Buddha and pointed stupa pyramids. Bloodstained, Kai and Lucien stare around. They all sink to the floor in the sunshine, filtering through a hole in the roof of the cavern. Apart from Kai, who stands looking at his friends.
Can't live without you.
Kai's fists clench by his sides, then he sinks to his knees and bows his head. The scene fades to black. Rocky Island stand out in a calm sea and hazy twilight. There's a village by the water and a luxury resort. Boats float on the clear waters of an inlet surrounded by high cliffs. Kai is cooking barbecue by the tree line of a white sandy beach.
What's ready, guys?
Looks good.
Oh, hold on, man.
First, a toast.
To family, new and old.
Family.
To family.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To Jenny.
To Jenny.
They toast with their cocktails and drink.
So, Kai, what's next?
I'm off to fight a necromancer.
Ooh. I guess we're going on vacation then.
We? I thought...
What do you mean?
You can handle it yourself.
Oh, wow. Here we go with the talk.
Look.
Just because I kicked your ass. I mean, all that aside, but, you know, we don't have to talk about it.
You want to spar?
Do I want to spar?
You want to try me?
Look,
oh my god. All right.
Guys. You're the Woo Assassin.
You want to try me?
Woo Assassin.
Fuck you.
Right?
Kai does a backflip.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Guys.
Lucien does one off the table. Lucien and Kai go to grapple, then Tommy and Lucien pick Kai up and carry him down to the sea. The whole group run into the water, diving into the gentle waves in the pale late afternoon sun. Directed by Roel Renee, written by Cameron Litnack and Jessica Chu and Yalom Tu, based on the characters created by John Wirth and Tony Krantz. Iko Uwais, Louis Tan, Lawrence Cao, Pearl Tuzi, Francesca Cornet, Juju Chanzito, Jason Tobin. Executive producers Roel Renee, John Wirth, Tony Krantz, Cameron Litbeck, Iko Uwais, Oliver Ackerman. The friends splash and play in the calm sea. Producer Yalom Tu, co-producer Jessica Chu, casting by Sipang Angsnapiro, director of photography Roel Renee, production designer Nopadol Arkart. Supervising editor Ben Wilkinson, CCE, editor Michael Englund, music by Toby Chu, VFX supervisor Brinley Cadman, production manager Sompersong Srikrajan, first assistant director Charles. Show